Good morning. We are talking with members of the Crawford County Dairy Promotion Committee as we get ready for June Dairy Month. And of course, one of the highlights of June Dairy Month is the Crawford County Dairy Breakfast. So I'm going to let each one of you introduce yourselves and kind of how long you've been helping with the Crawford County Dairy Breakfast, because I know a lot of you have put in a lot of years with this event. So let's introduce yourselves.
Well, good morning. Kenny Anke, work for Premier Cooperative. And been flipping pancakes here at the Dairy Breakfast for about 10 years.
Lots of pancakes flipped in that decade.
Yes, many, and they come out tasty every time.
This is Mark Forsyth. I've been working on the Dairy Breakfast since I missed the first one. I got married in June of 1983, so I missed that breakfast the same day, and my wife didn't think I could drive up to Arcadia. make the wedding at 1 in the afternoon. So anyway, I've been working on it since 1984.
All right.
Teresa Zart with Compere Financial. I've been working for about the last 25 years on the Dairy Breakfast.
Okay.
Tim Steger. I've been with the Dairy Breakfast for a little over 30 years.
All right. So again, you guys have put together a couple Dairy Breakfasts in your days. So we have a new location this year, which is very exciting. It's going to be at Pain Rock Acres, which is outside of Eastman, on a county road, kind of as you head towards Seneca. So the key cog in this that I really want everybody to listen to is that there is a very limited amount of parking. In previous years, there's always a limited amount of parking. These are farms. They're not shopping centers. They don't have a lot of parking. But in previous years, you've always had shuttles from Prairie to Sheen heading up. But this year, instead of going all the way from Prairie to the farm in Eastman, outside of Eastman, you'll have the shuttle stops in Eastman and Seneca, correct?
That's correct. We've got a site at St. Wenceslaus Catholic Church in Eastman. We'll be picking up people there. I don't know if we'll pick up anybody inside of Eastman besides that. Then we're going to have a pickup point at the Gatherings right across from Zabo Equipment.
Yep.
Just outside of Eastman, and then the Seneca Town Hall, and then the Seneca School parking lot.
So four different shuttle stops, so it'll be a quick shuttle ride, you know, getting from, especially if you're at Gatherings or in Eastman, that's a quick little, you know, just a few miles to the farm.
It shouldn't be too bad. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to have to wait a long time
no.
to get picked up, and then the buses will run. We've got busing, you know, from Southwest Bus Service. They've always been very good about providing that for us.
Yeah, so again, very limited parking. So if you're coming from the Prairie du Chien area or any of the surrounding areas, don't try and drive to the farm. Get to one of those stops in Seneca, Eastman, or then outside of Eastman at Gatherings there so that you can make everything as seamless as possible. But I know you guys have been doing this, as we've said, a long time. This is a new location. So how exciting is that for you guys to kind of be able to showcase a new family farm here in Crawford County?
It's always good to have new blood to show that this is a young farmer couple, and it's good to have them want to get involved.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not an easy undertaking getting your farm ready for, you know, a few hundred people or a few thousand. I don't remember the exact numbers from years past. It's probably closer to thousands, right? To 2,500. All right. That's a lot of people to try and get your farm ready for. So it is exciting to have then those that fresh blood so that you can add that into the rotation of other farms that have done it in the past.
I think they haven't quite felt the stress for it yet, but it's starting to get there where things they want to get cleaned up and fixed up and done. That's always seems it's the deadline is the big thing to get
I've heard
done.
Past hosts talk about how it's a good thing to have every so many years because you get to do that kind of cleanup and, you know, clean out a shed or do some landscaping that maybe you wouldn't do. But now, hey, we got 2,500 people coming. Let's get this done.
The wife always seems to put a little pressure on getting those little jobs done that she's wanted done. And
you've hosted before, correct?
Six times.
Yep, that's right. So you know about that honey-do list.
Yes, yes. And it seems to get done. Somehow, and if it doesn't get done, nobody knows that it was supposed to get done. So
exactly.
I may add it. I think some of the exciting part is for those individuals, whoever they are, but this year at a new farm, they get to showcase what a dairy operation is like. And if you come to this one in 26, it was different in 2025, and it was different in the days Tim and his family did it. Yeah. So you really get to see changes and evolution of the dairy industry.
And as you know, you guys know, you've worked in the ag industry, been a part of it. No two farms are the same. And so it is interesting to now we'll get to showcase a little bit smaller operation, but a family farm, a multi-generational family farm. So that will be interesting to kind of showcase. As I was talking with Megan and Dustin earlier, kind of that idyllic Wisconsin family farm, when you think of family farms, that's what you think of, like the Hallmark movie idea of a family farm. That's what you're going to get if you come out to the Dairy Breakfast on June 6th. And I'll let you guys talk about the menu for that day as well.
The menu will be pancakes and sausage, syrup, pudding, applesauce, several different varieties of cheeses, all donated from different milk companies throughout the dairy state, and cheese curds, milk, coffee, and then Culver's ice cream will be there again this year as well.
Awesome. And again, the cost for the breakfast is?
$5. And children 5 and under are free.
All right. So you can bring the whole family, get a great breakfast, a filling breakfast for just $5 per person. And the kids under 5 are free. Anything else you guys want to add?
We're always looking for people that want to volunteer and help. Just come to the breakfast, look somebody up that's doing some work, ask if you can help, or get a hold of Teresa Zart or anybody on the committee, and we can set you up a time frame to work.
You don't have to have any dairy background knowledge. If you just want to volunteer or get involved with it, think it's a cool operation, maybe they want to help Ken flip pancakes. I mean, I have watched the big griddle. I got to flip pancakes one year. I was special enough to get to flip pancakes. Probably the most honored I've felt in all of the years that I've covered the Dairy Breakfast. Because as Mark said, I think I have been covering it 14 years. I think I missed one in there. So the one year I got to flip pancakes, I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, Lori did a decent job. They weren't burnt.
They weren't, but that was the key. It was the more so keeping them from falling apart that I was worried about.
So we would love to have new folks side by side with us flipping pancakes.
Get some new blood in there, right? Yeah, so Ken can take a break and enjoy some pancakes himself.
Yes.
Well, thanks to you guys again. The Crawford County Dairy Breakfast coming up on June 6th at Payne Rock Acres outside of Eastman. Again, just a reminder, there'll be pickup stops in Eastman for the shuttles that you can park there and then hop on and get a ride there. Also, shuttle stops in Seneca. You'll see the buses that Saturday morning. You'll see the cars. There is just very limited parking at the farm, so they want to make sure to really utilize those shuttles. And again, a shout out to Southwest Bus Service for providing that. So anything else you guys want to add?
No, I think that pretty much covers it, Lori. Thank you.
All right, perfect. Thanks to the Crawford County Dairy Promotion Committee for joining us this morning.